DavidRenicky.com, what a great website. The man's himself's even better. David, hello.
You come round already, Bilko. Good day, good afternoon, how are you?
Nice to have you on the show again, and I can't believe this. India already testing anti-satellite weapons. I never realised they were so technically advanced.
No, no one else did. They're number four in the world, in fact, behind USA, Russia and China.
Wow.
Look, it's a little bit of a delinquency on their side. I see it as something we don't really need. But we are in strange times now. We're in times where nobody trusts anybody else. And unfortunately, there's still that, that observance of the Iron Curtain still reigns with China and Russia. But
what do they call that there? I know when you're in Pakistan, I've always been at each other's throats. I thought they'd have, be spending more defences into that sort of thing rather than anti-satellite weapons. I mean, who's really spying on India?
Well, that's the point, What they've just done now is they've created a situation where there's another 3,000 bits of space junk around. What they've done here, they've got the capability now, and it's a new name we've got to start to live with, and it's ASAT, anti-satellite testing technology.
Right.
What they've done, they fired a missile at one of their own satellites. Thank God it's one of theirs, and they've blown it up. Now, they've hit something 300K above us here. The fear is this simply that they can take out anybody's satellite at any time. Well, the Indian Prime Minister in a chest-beating exercise has come out publicly and said, there are only three countries in the world that can do this now. USA, Russia and China are now us. So they're saying that they've become a superpower, and they certainly have. Who do you think that a nation like India, with its population density factor, it's a poor country, it's not known for huge technological advances or even a space program, but they do. It's the Indian Space Research Organisation. Now they are moving ahead in leaps and bounds. I don't know who's behind them. But they certainly have established themselves now in a situation where if there's anything in the way of warfare does happen or whatever, they do have the capability of siding with whoever they want to. But the other fear is the reverse may be happening too. If you've got the capability of doing that and putting a missile and shooting it into a satellite, you could actually put that missile onto a satellite and shoot it down here.
They go on about all these space wars with lasers and that. You really don't need that high-tech technology in space. Ramming another satellite could actually do the job.
Yeah. Look, it just adds to the amount of space junk we've got up there. I don't know where this is going to end, but look, it's got a precedent now where President Trump has announced in the last few weeks that he is starting a space force, which is an extension of the Air Force. So we now have a leftover, an offshoot, if you will, or a rebirth, even better, of the old Star Wars days in the 70s with Ronald Reagan.
Think I went alive. All right, David, anything to do with Mars excites us, and this story you've got on DavidRenicky.com about Mars having big rivers, that's something I never really thought of. We know the canals were big in Galileo's time, but we've actually got proof there are rivers?
Yeah, we have now. The Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter has been in orbit around Mars for quite a long time. It's probably one of the most successful satellites ever launched to the Red Planet. And we've been doing profiling from space, looking at the craters and some of the rivulets and the dry riverbeds that we can see. There's evidence of some sort of a flow, whether it be water or lava, we're not sure, but it's become now obvious with new photographs coming up with this orbiter and the new cameras they've got on them. It's becoming evident now that Mars at one stage had a lot of water, more water than what we thought. Now, in fact, for its size, and it's only half the size of the Earth, it's probably had bigger rivers, wider rivers than we've got, and probably even oceans as well. But something happened to Mars many, many billions of years ago, completely changed by an impactor that hit it. It lost its magnetic field. The whatever atmosphere Mars had would have drifted away. And, Bilko, what's left now is a dead, dry, barren world where at one stage it could have been turning into a planet that could have been habitable.
See, this is the thing I always don't understand, David. They say Mars could have been habitable, could have been similar to Earth, yet it's so much farther away from the sun. Surely that would make it harder for us to live. We'd need parkas and scarves eternally, wouldn't we?
Yeah, it is a cold place. Mars it doesn't offer you anything. There's nothing to work with. It's a cross between the South Pole and the Sahara Desert. What you see in the movie The Martian is pretty close to what you've got there.
Yeah.
Mars has terrific wind storms and get up to one or two or three, even up to over 300 km/h, but they're only very thin winds. They're not strong. But there's nothing there to work with. No trees, there's no rivers, no grass, nothing. Unfortunately, it's the only place, you know, nature's thrown us a curveball. It's the only place in the solar system that we have any chance at all of going to. You can't go to Mercury, it's too hot. Venus would kill you instantly. Jupiter's too big, you'd be crushed to death. Methane and ammonia on Neptune, and of course, the further out you go, the weaker the sun.
Mars has got some sort of gravity, though, hasn't it?
It has. It's got half the, one-third the gravity we've got here. So whatever you weigh now, Bilko, you'd weigh one-third less. You could lift up something three times heavier. You could run three times faster.
Nice. I think I wouldn't mind being Superman.
Would be good.
A couple of funny ones. What's this story about this YouTuber sending a Big Mac into space? What's this all about?
Good. We need people like this, I think. Look,
when I read it, I thought this is something you'd love to do, I'm sure.
Yeah. If it came out yesterday, you know, you would have thought it was a practical joke April 1st, but it's not. This is a story about a Big Mac that's literally out of this world. Now, I'll tell you why. Tom Staniland is a well-known YouTuber. He's one of these practical jokers. He's one of these smarty pants people. He's seen and done everything. He's done everything on YouTube that you can think of, and he's got a worldwide following. So he wanted to come up with a quirky idea, and he thought, okay, why not put a hamburger in space and then eat it and see what it tastes like?
Okay.
All right, so he did that. Now, on last Wednesday, the members of the Colchester United Footy Club in England turned up to play a game of footy, and there's a bit of a balloon on the field, styrofoam box, parachute, and a GoPro camera, and a mysterious frozen hamburger. They couldn't work out what's going on here, so they put this up on Twitter, and a guy rang up very quickly and said, oh, it's mine. This is Tom Stanley.
Bags the burger.
Yeah, he came over. What he's done, he super glued the burger to the styrofoam box. And he set it up in space. You can now buy very cheaply, only $20 or $30 here, a meteorological balloon, a weather balloon, if you will. And you can blow them up, and up it went. So it went to the edge of space, and the conditions up there are not really enticing. You got all this pollution to go through and all the cosmic dust up there and gosh knows what else, but it would have frozen solid by the time it got up. Minus 50 degrees, I think.
Wouldn't have picked up some cosmic radiation, would that not affect it?
Yeah, it would have been hit by everything. I wouldn't want to. Anyway, came back down, and this joker's picked it up. Now, he's got his camera ready. He's filmed the whole thing. And I've got that video up on my website. It's just funny to watch. And he's taken a bite out of it. And do you know what the first words he said?
What?
It's a bit dry. A bit dry.
Have a look at it, davidrenicky.com. It's up there. Now, one final thing, David. We might get a new space station, Aurora. Tell me more.
Yeah, this is in the works. Whether it comes good or not, I don't know. Crowdfunding is the thing behind it. It's a space station, if you will, a hotel, about the size of a large private jet, 300K above your head. It's going to cost you $9.5 million.
Hey!
Yeah, for a 12-day stay, that's not too bad.
Nothing for Branson.
Yeah.
Gee.
And it's booked 7 months ahead, believe it or not.
Already?
Yeah, it's called Orion Span. Whether they get this up and running by 2022, it is debatable. I can't see it. Look, there are 10 other contenders out there that want to put a commercial space base up there, a hotel. So I think that in this next decade coming, let's see how it plays out, see if I'm right. This new decade we're coming into is going to be the one of innovation. It's going to be where the privateers make their mark, and it's going to be also where the retail people come into it. Private enterprise is going to be the ones that drive this. So anything is possible. We'll have space tourism on our doorstep by the end of the year, but this is a station called Aurora, one of many ideas. And again, you know, if you want to go there, it's going to cost you a little bit of small change.
I reckon if I made a bet with you, David, that's got more chances of staying up and getting into action than Bill Shorten's electric car election deal that's been proposed. So
I think you're right, yeah.
All right, till next week, David.
See you then.